You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Howdy, y'all. It's time for Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that's gone cowboy crazy. I'm Cody, and this here's the rest of my posse.
I'm Samantha, and I'm not doing a thing.
I'm Pinhead Larry.
And I'm Big Tex.
All right, everybody, we have a great show for you this week. A bunch of news, but first let's go through some things we've been checking out.
We rustled up some good old news for you.
Yep. We traveled the plains to bring you all the hottest...
little doggies.
...of news. How long can we stretch the bit?
I don't know.
Stretch the bit as far as we can.
We panned for some hot news nuggets.
Please, someone start talking about what they've done this week.
All right, enough horsing around.
Oh, God.
Well, we watched a bunch of spooky movies again, as we do.
Okay, talk about your spooky movies in 2 seconds. First, G-Dex. It's been a month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Talk about G-Dex.
We've had a request that I should maybe talk about G-Dex that I went to like a month ago.
Yeah.
It was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, people really seem to like my game, which is cool, and I learned a lot.
And it's pretty terrifying to watch people come up and judge you.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. It was the long 8 hours of people coming up and playing your game.
We're very, very nice. There was only maybe one or two guys that were a little questionable.
Yeah, a little dismissive. But yeah, overall, it went over well. And I learned a lot of how to make it better, which is the most important part. This is kind of the first public playtesting of the game. So with that in mind, I think it went pretty well.
Well, good.
I really wish I could have got around to a lot of the other booths, but that's the thing. When you have your own booth,
mm-hmm.
You don't really get to go to the other
one. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we did a quick spin around and looked at some of the stuff, but really not as much as I would have liked. But, you know, that's not the important part was that I watched over my game.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad I had a positive reaction from the crowd for the most part. That's excellent.
Now I need to get back to actually working on it. Ever since we got out of there, I've, for some reason, just not wanted to even look at the game.
Really?
I don't know what that is.
Played so many times.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think about it, but like so many times.
But yeah, I really need to buckle down and get it done.
Yeah. Anyway, horror movies. You guys have
spoop them up.
Yeah.
Spooky movies.
Let's start with Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. It was very good.
Oh, cool.
Very different than first one.
It is.
It's more funny. It doesn't take itself as seriously.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different tone.
And it's honestly pretty hilarious. The characters are great. I love Leatherface so much. I feel so bad for that poor boy. you can't help that's the way he was raised. You can't help that's the family he's part of.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed almost like among of the other like horror movie, slasher movie kind of antagonists, he's like the one that's like...
the most sympathetic.
It could have been, you know, he's a product of his, you know, surroundings and not like... you know, having an innate, like...
Yeah. He didn't choose the cannibal life, it chose him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, like, it kind of plays a part in this one, though. The one radio host lady that ends up in their lair, he kind of, like, falls in love with her and doesn't want to hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not a bad guy. He just loves to hold a chainsaw up in the air and shake his arms. Which he does a lot.
I mean, it is kind of like his pose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also watched the original Halloween.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Very good movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holds up pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like the strong, silent type.
I mean, I don't have a lot to say. It's Halloween. Like, what do you what do you want?
A
lot of John Carpenter synth, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Jamie Lee Curtis
is great in it, and she really, you know, holds her own against that masked man. I want to see the new one now.
Yeah.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things
about
it.
Yeah, it's the third sequel to the original movie that completely negates all of the other sequels to the original movie.
But I think that all the sequels are not good.
They're not.
I feel like.
But this one's really good. And Jamie Lee, it like, from what I understand, Jamie Lee Curtis is like pretty much busted because of the traumatic events of the first one. Like, she's become like doomsday prepper type character almost.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So Sarah Connor.
Yes, I've actually heard a lot of comparisons to Sarah Connor.
Let's go from creepy.
Plus, she's very regular. All that Activia.
Oh, yeah, all that Activia.
I talk about the poop.
Yeah.
Listen, you talk about Jamie. I love Jamie Lee Curtis to death.
She didn't need it in the first movie. She was scared to death.
She was scared. That's right.
That'll you know? Make you regular.
But no, I love Jamie Lee Curtis. She's a big fan of Street Fighter, but she did a bunch of commercials about yogurt that makes you poop. So you have to mention the poop yogurt. It has to happen.
Let's go from Scary Mask Man to Scary Clown. We watched Terrifier, and it was very, very good in a low-budget slashery kind of.
It was only a year ago.
I think it's a year old.
And it showed up on Netflix. Never heard of it before.
But it has a very scary-looking clown on it who is a very scary clown.
Like the opening scenes, like you see him packing, was it just some weird sack?
Yeah, he's up. A garbage bag. He's filling a garbage bag with horrible implements.
Like, oh, this is going to be nasty, isn't it?
And it was. It was super gory. A woman gets cut in half lengthwise.
Huh. Okay.
And the special effects...
While being hung upside down.
Yeah.
So think about that one.
Huh.
Special effects are pretty good, and it's pretty gross, but kind of in an over the top way that doesn't gross me out.
It's not...
Like Midnight of the Meat Train or whatever it's called.
I've never seen Midnight Meat Train. There's not a whole lot of substance in this movie. We don't know why the clown is a murder man.
You know,
he's a clown.
In some movies, you don't need it.
Yeah, I think it would hurt the movie if we knew why he was a murder clown.
Well, they don't really get into that in the original Halloween movie, though. It's just like he's just a guy who likes to kill people.
Yeah, well, he killed his sister.
Well, that
first,
right, but other than that, like they never get into like why he did it or any like
he
the thought process.
He hates when teenagers do it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only
Stuart Gordon's dolls.
You wanted little dolls running around, and you got it.
Yeah, yeah. I think when we watched, what was it that we watched when I complained about the dolls not moving around?
The boy.
The boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. This one, the dolls move around, and boy, is it stupid. I was wrong. It is not scary.
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Why don't you watch, like, Puppet Master or something?
We should watch Puppet Master. But Stuart Gordon...
It's pretty great, though.
Yeah, it was a pretty entertaining movie. Stuart Gordon's a great director. Mm-hmm. He did Reanimator and Dagon and...
What was the other one that had Jeffrey Combs in it?
Oh.
From Beyond.
Bride of Reanimator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, Dagon. I haven't watched Dagon.
Dagon is a great movie.
Yeah,
I don't think this is one of Stuart Gordon's better movies, but it's still good in a cheesy horror way.
Yeah.
And I mean, the dolls kill people. They got tiny little doll knives.
And I mean, so did the Indian in the cupboard.
Well, it's true.
But this is a whole room full of Indian in the cupboards. And there's like a creepy couple that the one guy's a toy maker. And a family car breaks down in front of the creepy toy maker's house, and that's the most bog standard horror movie plot you could ever imagine, but now there's dolls.
So they break into the house. They don't get invited. They break in.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they don't answer the door, so they're like, well, because it's raining, Josh.
Yes, yes, rain.
They're going to get wet.
Yeah, rain. The most understanding purpose of breaking and entering.
A guy and two punk girls show up, and the punk girls are great because they have the most outrageous Cockney accents.
Oh, so it's that kind of punk. Sex Pistols,
Return
to the Night of the Living Dead crap.
Yeah, trash could hang out with these girls. But yeah, if you want a stupid horror movie that is silly, this is a good pick.
Okay. Cool.
This is probably one of the cornier ones that we've watched, honestly. Well, I guess we go into another corny one that we watched last night called Tourist Trap. some kid's car breaks down in front of a tourist trap.
Let's play horror movie bingo.
And there were a bunch of dolls in there. I don't understand.
Actually.
A what?
Actually, they're mannequins this time.
Oh, okay.
You know, life-size dolls.
Yeah, and there's a creepy guy that wears the mannequin pieces and wears masks and kills the...
It's pretty funny. I honestly started falling asleep.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't tell you how it ends. I fell asleep.
But I looked over at some point and I saw, like, the main guy, the mannequin, and I just started laughing. It's bad. They look bad.
The mannequins are creepy, though.
You sure? I don't... It made me laugh.
It's kind of creepy.
Suspenseful music and then just hear plastic clacking together as he's walking around.
It's like those Doctor Who monsters from the very first new series. But that was the same kind of dumb as Dolls, but not as good. Mm. And it was older. It was like 1979.
I'd honestly try to watch it again, but not while in bed. I would like to see what I missed, honestly.
We watched Hellraiser. And that was, it was Hellraiser.
It's Hellraiser, sure.
The monsters were great, and I loved each and every single one like it was my own child.
Yeah. I mean, they have such sights to show you.
Yeah. They were such great designs, though. Like, the big fat one with sunglasses, or the guy who's orthodontist, obviously just, like, really messed up. He's always chattering his teeth.
I think that's what his name was. Chattering a one.
Yeah, a Cenobite.
They're all Cenobites.
Cinnabuns. Honestly, Pinhead is the most boring of all of them.
He really kind of is.
I don't understand why he's like the main dude.
Because he's got scary voice.
Yeah, but he's like the most boring of all of them.
Yeah.
But it was a cool movie. The special effects were really gross and cool. Mm-hmm. Like the skinned man, nasty Frank, the skinned man was pretty creepy looking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a good movie. It was a classic movie. It was about what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
A Dark Song, the Irish independent movie about two people who never met before, but they're doing some sort of occult ritual in a house.
Like a long term, like months.
Yeah.
Months and months. You meet, like, your guardian angel and you get a wish.
Basically, yeah. Mm. After you do this really intense occult ritual. The guy, apparently, he knows the occult and he's been through this. And this lady, it's the first time she's done this kind of thing. And she's really desperate to see her kid again that died in some kind of accident.
Mm.
It's a pretty intense, like, character piece between these two people. Then it doesn't pull it off in the end, really.
Oh, okay.
Like, the ending, it doesn't stick the landing. Mm. It's really, really good. Just don't expect a lot out of the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely one of the more art-housier artistic movies that we've watched. And it was...
You're just supposed to enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, it's no Ninth Gate.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen the Ninth Gate?
No, of course not. Have I seen a movie? No. I hadn't seen Halloween until 2 days ago.
Johnny Depp, rare book, I don't know.
Rare book boy.
No, he specializes in finding rare books or something, and it's turns into like this weird kind of occult, almost mystery film. It's back when Johnny Depp was good.
Oh, yeah. Remember those days?
I miss those days.
Yeah.
I think it's on either Netflix or Hulu, so you should be able to watch it.
Our final movie was Creepshow 2.
Okay, sure.
It's just great. It's good Stephen King stuff. It's not as good as Creepshow 1.
Sure, well, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And
some interesting animation.
Yeah, there's animated bits in between the individual stories.
There's a Crypt Keeper character, basically.
The Creep.
Yeah.
Who's like exactly like the Crypt Keeper, except he doesn't look as cool and his chin looks like...
A butt?
Yeah, I will say a butt. It's not a strong design. And he just literally makes Halloween and death puns the whole time like the Crypt Keeper would. He's a bad Crypt Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Or a good Christmas creep.
No, we can't bring him back. Cody, we promised.
Don't say his name two more times. The beginning and end stories were just okay. The first one was a cigar store Indian that comes to life and kills people. Which, I mean, sure.
Sure, all right.
The end one was just Stephen King writing about that time he got hit by a van again. Which he does a lot.
He does.
I mean,
sure.
It's a thing that happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
Probably pretty traumatic.
And he has a good cameo in that, too, where, was it a hitchhiker? Gets hit by a lady, and then Stephen King is the truck driver that sees her, and he's like, it happens all the time. But the good one was the one in the middle about kids that swim out to a raft, and then, like, this water goop slime monster comes out, and they can't get off the raft because the monster will, like, melt them.
Oh, wow. So it's the black tar monster from Star Trek The Next Generation that killed Tasha Yar.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. But I like that one the best, just because it had a goofy monster in it. It basically looked like a tarp with a bunch of trash on it floating around.
Awesome.
Like yard waste floating around in this lake. Yeah. Creepshow's always fun, and I would recommend watching either one of those.
You know, those those collections of films that are like always like horror movies, man, they're always like really hit and miss. Sometimes they're really good, and sometimes they're just bad.
Oh yeah, I've seen some bad anthology, like horror anthologies.
The VHS films.
I tried to watch the first VHS, and I didn't care for it.
No, I don't either. But there's a, what was it?
ABC's of Death, I think, is supposed to be good, isn't it?
I've seen parts of it. It's all right. The Japanese ones are weird.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Really weird.
There's a really bad one. I can't remember the name of it. Huh. And there was one where a guy was like a were-clown. It was a drug dealer who was bit by a clown and then started turning into a murderous killer evil clown.
The best horror anthology is, what's that one at a drive-in theater? It has the drive-in theaters where people are turning into zombies as the rapping story. But in between, you've got The Diary of Anne Frankenstein, which is hilarious. And then that one about the killer sperm. Do you remember this movie?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called.
I can't remember what the anthology was called, but it's hilarious. I sound like a crazy person.
Oh, no.
Diary of Anne Frankenstein is hilarious.
Yeah. That is a good name for a thing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We're actually pretty close to a break, so in case, Josh, do you have anything for checkouts?
All I've really done is watch Moana and play the Spider-Man DLC.
Is the DLC good?
That's not bad. I'm only about 30% through it.
And you're the only one of us that has had time to play Red Dead yet.
Oh, yeah, and I got 15 or 20 minutes of it in after the massive download.
Yes, the only reason for our opening. The Red Dead Redemption.
We might as well talk about it for a minute.
It looks beautiful. I think they got all the voice actors from the last one that have characters that are reprised as a prequel.
Yeah, it is a prequel.
Yeah. So, I mean, you deal with the Dutch Vanderlyn gang before they broke up and all went everywhere.
It'd been so long since I played the last one. I had to watch. There's a very good recap video on Kotaku that Tim Rogers did that recaps like the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote it like it's a Western novel. It's very clever and very good. And if you're going into the second one and it's been a while, it's worth a watch.
Mm-hmm.
I almost played through the first one again, but I'm like, I don't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's a good game, though. I love that game.
Yeah.
Though Undead Nightmare was a lot of fun.
I never played that deal.
It makes me really sad, though, when you do the Bigfoot storyline in that one, though.
There's a Bigfoot storyline?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Now I gotta play it.
So anyway, so far from what I've seen of Red Dead 2, it's very good. It's a lot more environmental than the last one.
I've heard comparisons to Breath of the Wild in scope of landmass and stuff.
Possibly. I haven't gotten really far enough to really tell you that much.
I've heard it's more southern than it is western, actually.
Yeah, because they get pushed out of the west by the law, and they're kind of like in like post-Civil War reclamation, like the south area, in states that are made up that don't exist.
It sounds good, and I'm very excited to get home and wait for it to install on my PlayStation. So, yeehaw! Let's all get on down to a rootin' tootin' musical break!
Yep, we'll be back. Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at
122 West Rensselaer Street in downtown Bucyrus, 567-806-5364, and online at subcultureoh.com.
And we're back. That was Halloween song from the movie The Worst Witch, sung by Tim Curry of, you know, Clue.
Of Tim Curry fame. Also, I'm retiring the Western voice here. I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, cool.
Good. I guess the West was tamed.
Yes.
All right, so we have a little bit of news to go through. We have a whole list here. Pick one out.
The most important news on this list of news is the fact that the McRib is returning to McDonald's.
Oh, of course.
You have a problem.
Get your mouth on that hot slab of pork-like product. God, you know, I love the McRib, and I'm very excited to eat one.
Yeah, well...
You are disgusting.
You're the only one who... I think you're the only one here that likes it, so I think you're wrong.
I don't know if it's, like, back here... Like in town yet, so I wouldn't go run into McDonald's and bothering them about it. But there is a website that tracks sightings of the McRib called McRib Locator, and it has been spotted in the Dublin area. So it's only a matter of time before we've got McRibs here in Marion.
Yep, head north.
I hate it when you get infestations of McRibs.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining like blurry pictures like Bigfoot of McRibs walking through the woods.
There's a McRib storm a brewing.
That's after. Cody anyway.
Is this Cody?
With one in each hand.
Sauce dripping down everywhere.
Down my face.
That's a horror movie. Anyway, let's get to some real news.
Oh, what are you talking about? That was real
that
news.
That was real news.
Yeah.
I wish they'd bring McDonald Land back. That's
get out of here.
I'm not going to be allowed on this show after this episode.
So, speaking of things that probably shouldn't happen, which is probably a few things on this list.
Say which one?
Yeah.
The next victim in the line of Japanese animations that are getting live-action treatments is My Hero Academia.
Oh, we're breaking this seal this early in the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, this is a horrible idea and nothing good will come of it. I hate to be like be a negative boy about it, but God, it can't be done.
Live action animes, 9 times out of 10, are bad.
See, has there ever been a good one?
Yeah.
JoJo's Part 4.
Just live action JoJo's? That's right.
Yeah, they did the
acting's not great, but the CG's okay, and it looks right.
That's a Takeshi Miike movie.
He usually does pretty good stuff, because he also did a Phoenix Wright. Ace Attorney,
he did
live
a
action, and that was actually really good too.
So that doesn't count.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
Well,
okay.
There are 3 live action Rurouni Kenshin movies that are actually pretty decent that came out of Japan. The Japanese Death Note movies are okay. The American Netflix one is terrible.
Has there been a good American?
No,
definitely not.
Nope.
But the Japanese ones had Chairman Kaga from Iron Chef, the original Iron Chef, as the police chief dad.
Yes.
But anyway, we didn't really explain this.
Always just eating giant yellow bell peppers.
Right. So, My Hero...
My Hero Academia, the anime about hero children learning to be superheroes, has been optioned by Legendary Pictures to be a live-action Hollywood film.
No. Besides, Sky High already exists.
Well, it only makes sense for him to do this because
it's super popular right now.
Well, a couple weeks ago,
it was like a month ago.
About a month ago, they ran the cartoon movie in America and it actually did really well.
Yeah, it made a lot of money and was only in theaters for a week. So it's no wonder that somebody snatched up the rights to make a live action monstrosity out of it. It's just the character designs only work as anime, and when you...
How are they going to do Froppy?
Not good.
It's going to be Nightmare.
Or Bakugo with his giant grenade fists.
Yeah, it's not... You're either going to have to change him so much that it's not my hero anymore, or do them exactly the same, and it looks really awful in live action.
I mean, because you've got All Might, you've got depowered All Might,
How do you do that? Do you get 2 different people?
You'd have to.
Because he basically looks like 2 different people.
Yes.
Just get Chris Evans and just put a big a CG suit or something on him.
That's kind of what they did for Captain America. They took a smaller actor and they photoshopped his face onto him. And then they when they give him the super soldier serum, it's regular Chris Evans. Not Chris Evans. Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah, I think he'd make a decent All Might, honestly. And I mean, he's not going to be Captain America anymore.
True.
He might as well be Japanese Captain America.
With super strength.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Chris Evans could be as personable as All Might needs to be.
Yeah. All Might has to be, like, the best dad. It's basically what he is in the show. He's the best dad you could ever ask for.
Oh, man.
I don't know who you cast for any of these characters. Nothing really fits.
No, because they're all...
How are they going to do the kid that has a bird head? That's not going to look good.
What's going to look worse is his power. Yeah. His dark shadow bird power. It would look even worse.
And they can't do Froppy. There's
no
way. No,
because you end up looking like Toad from the X-Men movies.
She's going to look like a monster, and she doesn't. She's very cute in the show.
You know the only one that'll look good? The Invisible Girl.
No, they'll find a way to ruin that, too. She'll be a regular girl that's painted blue like Mystique in the X-Men movies.
There's no way. There's no way you can do it. It is too out there. They couldn't even do Dragon Ball right, and it's mostly just fighting and yelling.
And like I said, I don't want to be the negative boy that says, well, this isn't going to be good, this is stupid, but it's not going to, there's no way.
I guess the only one you could say that was okay was the Ghost in the Shell movie, because it was okay.
I never did watch it.
I mean, I watched it, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it also wasn't that great. I mean, at least it wasn't no Fist of the North Star movie. You guys ever seen
that?
Oh, what
are you talking about? That movie is great.
That movie is a travesty.
Malcolm McDowell?
I'm pretty sure that movie is a war crime.
He punches Ron Howard's brother to death.
He does.
With his fists. And then he makes Sean Penn's brother's head explode. But then, also with his fists.
Yeah. Is he the one that puts the straps around his head so his head won't explode?
Yeah.
But it's like a constant state of perpetual exploding.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that slow motion explosion in Invader Zim.
Yes.
That was a very good plot, like sci-fi concept to put into a children's alien show.
But anyway, My Hero Academia live action shouldn't happen. It will just be wrong.
I love how Nerdist was the one that broke the news and they were very excited about it because they're owned by Legendary Pictures.
Exactly.
Also, anytime you mention My Hero Academia, it's clicks for anything.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Also, Legendary doesn't have a great track record, do they?
Godzilla.
Yeah.
But Power/Rangers.
Ooh, yeah.
And that movie about teens with powers.
True. So, and giant robots. And
did they do Pacific Rim?
Yes. And a lot of really bad horror movies.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... It inspires no confidence.
The anime is way too out there. Of course, my favorite thing about the anime itself is the fact that All Might looks like he jumped out of an American comic book with the way they drew him and the shading and everything.
Oh, yeah. The whole show is
and
very
everyone
American.
Else, and everyone else just looks like anime characters in weird costumes. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is very American comic books, though. You can tell that's where the entire inspiration comes from. I mean, the covers of the manga are drawn like American comic book covers.
You're not wrong. Anyway,
that's what makes the show so interesting to me. It's a Japanese take on the American comic book, which it'll lose that entire focus in the actual movie. It's just going to be an American superhero movie, but bad.
And a lot of angst. So much angst.
Who is Cinnamon Roll enough to play Ochako? Like, seriously.
The Gravity Girl? Oh, man. Also, all their costumes in that movie are going to look terrible.
Yeah.
I'm serious, because all their outfits are so weird.
They're all anime. And well, I know. It's not going to work. We've ruminated on this too long. Let's move to another topic.
It's like taking an anime picture to your hairstylist.
Yes. That is the best way to put it.
Yeah. Make me look like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. It's like taking a picture. Yeah, Goku. I want this. I want these big old fins.
Oh, man, could you imagine if I did Yu-Gi-Oh hair on my face?
Your beard?
You could do it.
Yu-Gi-Oh beard?
And when I do a handstand, I'm Yami Yugi. It's time to duel. Anyway, more news.
Wonder Woman has been delayed till 2020, which
sucks.
But also, with all of the goings on in the DC Cinematic Universe, it is maybe understandable.
Especially if they planned any kind of cameos or anything like that, because the first Wonder Woman movie started in present day and then flashed back to war times. If they do the same thing with this one and flash back to the 80s, there could have been scenes with Superman or Batman. Those are the two big ones that are being recast. Yeah, who knows?
So you can't have them in it. You could have Aquaman. That's still coming.
You know, I'm actually kind of excited for Aquaman.
I kind of turned a corner on it.
Like, I was like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that.
Mostly because Jason Momoa's portrayal of the character is hilarious. Oh, Wonder Bro. Or not Wonder Bro, Aqua Bro.
Aqua Bro. Wonder Bro, that would be weird.
Come from the island of bros.
It's like a frat boy island.
They introduced that in New 52. There is a male equivalent to Wonder Woman. They made Hercules come from an island of all dudes.
Mm. The island of Sigma Delta.
Yeah.
Punch them.
So, yeah.
It was written out quickly, but the idea was they were like the same
tribe,
and then something happened and they split off into two different directions with two deities like watching over each one.
I'm really surprised they let that actually happen.
It got rolled back pretty quick.
Let's give them all the time they need for Wonder Woman, honestly. I'm not.
Yeah, I'd rather have a good movie than a rushed one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about? Rush is great.
Speaking of movies on hold, Guardians of the Galaxy has been delayed. I don't know how long. Did they say how long?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely. Which, you know, they expect they fired James Gunn.
And now they're scrambling.
Yeah. How do we make this James Gunn movie without James Gunn?
I don't think they can. I hate to say it, but they'll end up doing a Guardians 3 and it won't be good, and that will be the end of those characters.
Probably. At least those characters being in their own movies.
Yeah. I feel like it'll be like a hollow imitation.
Yeah, it's going to be a Frankenstein of, like, look, here's Star-Lord and he's dancing to a music like you like, but it'll be like a song that's not right for it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause James,
just a little bit.
What?
Just a little bit off.
Yeah, because James Gunn did all the soundtracks. He picked all the songs in those movies.
They'll play like Come On Eileen. It's a popular 80s song that everybody knows, but it's not right for Guardians.
I don't know. This, here lately in the superhero franchise, there's just so much rumblings going on. It's like, it makes me wonder if it's kind of the beginning of the end of this.
It absolutely is. And Marvel is smart to get out while they still can with the last Avengers movie.
I hadn't thought about it till this moment, but it does feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Oversaturation.
Exactly. We've been saying that before. It's like, I love superheroes and I love, you know, these movies are great and all, but
we knew it was coming.
It's been going on for a while, you know, like vampire movies or zombie movies or whatever.
I really don't want it to go away, though. I love a good superhero movie as long as it's spaced out enough.
If Marvel's smart, they'll space theirs back out to one a year and kind of shy away from the connected universe, like still keep it a connected universe, but shy away from it for a little while to let the genre kind of simmer for a bit and then jump it back up when the time is right.
Yeah.
Marvel's and Disney are really smart about that. And that's what they'll probably do. It's going to be Warner Brothers and it's going to be Legendary that are going to like ruin the genre.
They're going to spin the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Universal already like tried and failed.
Yeah.
Twice.
What do you see being the next fad?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm,
like, anime adaptation.
But no, what's the thing that they've made a handful of movies about, like, currently and are starting to get, like, good traction? Because there for a while it was dystopian future girl empowerment movies, like the Mockingjay movies and the...
Before that was
The Deviant, was it?
Frat bro comedies.
Yeah, frat bro comedies there for a while.
Oh, the Divergent. That's
and the Maze Runner.
Yeah.
Well, that was all part of the whole young adult novel.
Yeah, that was part of it. Yeah, dystopian young adult novel.
Yeah. And then fad. And then before that, it was hot supernatural with the Twilights and then the Beastlies and like everyone trying to capture that essence.
There for a while, just books in general were getting made. Like, they did the Golden Compass, but they never finished the trilogy. Granted, we're getting a series now, but...
Isn't it about time for medieval fantasy to roll back around?
It can stay gone as long as it wants to, in my opinion.
I mean,
they mined all the Tolkien they can.
Not necessarily. Well,
they could do the Silmarillion. How do you pronounce that?
Silmarillion? No, because it reads like a history book, and it's even drier than normal Tolkien.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And besides, they already mined that for a lot of information for filler for the other movies. There's other stuff that came out.
I guess Game of Thrones is so hot right now. If it was going to take off in the movies, it would have did it by now.
That's true.
So it's not that.
They're trying because they brought out that King Arthur movie with Charlie Hunnam. They got that Robin Hood movie coming out.
That's right. They are trying, aren't they? That might be it. Because I was thinking, like, it's time for a bunch of Robin Hood knockoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked so well for Hawkeye. But anyway.
I hate that guy. Yeah. I hate Jeremy Renner.
He has a punchable face.
He really does. Yeah. He really does.
I mean.
I know. I kind of want to watch that Tag movie.
Like, he says bad things in interviews, and he just doesn't seem like a very cool dude.
No.
And also, yeah, you look at his face, and you just go, man, I just want to punch him.
he's almost like he's trying to be like Carl Urban, but not good.
Yeah.
He'll never be Carl Urban.
He'll be more like Carl Rural.
You mean Judge Dredd?
Yeah.
Carl Urban's great.
He is great
as Judge Dredd. He was great as Bones in the Star Trek reboot movies.
He's great as Scourge in Thor 3.
Yeah.
He's one of the highlights of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The freaking shake weight.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Okay,
we've been really negative on this show so far, so let's pick a positive one.
Can we talk about the McRib again?
No. Get out of here, that.
Why not?
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go,
the game that we all like.
Yeah.
Except for you.
It's okay.
I'm all right.
You never play it.
Lies.
I'm all right.
You never play it.
Because I might be fixed now.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's going to be an update where it's going to tie in with the Apple HealthKit and the Google equivalent to that. Basically, what it's going to do is it's going to look at calories burned and steps taken from throughout the day, whether the app is running or not, and apply it to your kilometers walked in the game. That means you're going to be getting hatching eggs faster, which is a good thing.
It'll track your steps without having to have the app open eating your battery constantly.
Exactly. That's the biggest.
But it'll be running in the background, so it means it's going
to... it will a little.
Yeah. It'll be running a little bit, but it won't be burning your battery. I don't know. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, you won't have to remember to have it on all the time. So you'll get those steps if you're making those steps, which is the way it should have been the whole time, but they didn't have the tech till now.
Extra good if you have like a Fitbit or something like that that ties into that, because then you won't even have to have your phone with you.
Yay, Pokemon Go stuff.
Yeah,
they
added it. Yeah, they added the next... Did we talk about the next generation of...
We talked about that. They have a ghost event going on right now where they introduce a couple more from that gen.
It's a very fun, good ghost event. I love ghost Pokemon, and also they're doubling candy because it's Halloween time.
But I have a theory that it's that they're using it as a way to deplete everyone's like bag storage because people use too much. Because they added the gifts system, people like all of a sudden had an influx of Pokeballs and stuff, so they weren't doing anything. That special event that's going on right now, one thing you have to use is use 108 berries to catch Pokemon. Yep. And then the second one is you have to catch 108 Pokemon, so that's 324 items within the next 2 weeks you have to use to get this thing. That's a lot.
I didn't know you were gonna have to catch 108. God.
Yep, that's right.
That's like $10 worth of Pokeballs.
Sure is. Yeah. Oh, and there's also an updated form of Meltan, the little
Hexnut boy that we talked about
released a few weeks ago or months ago or whatever. He's big and beefy.
He evolves into like a kind of a robot looking big hulking metal man.
It's a legendary Pokemon that evolves. Yeah, this is the first of its kind.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he does not look like, he doesn't match the rest of the original 151, which is a shame because it's tying into Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, which focuses exclusively on the first 151. So he sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. But it comes out in 2 weeks, you guys. It's so close.
I know.
That's very scary. Excited.
Yep. Yep.
A Pokemon Switch game. Kind of. Yes.
Yep. Speaking of Switch games, Smash Brothers leak.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, somebody leaked on, like, Snapchat or whatever. And it was, supposedly, it's a guy that works at an ad agency that does stuff for Bandai Namco, who is one of the co-developers of Smash Brothers, mm-hmm. that supposedly reveals, what is it, 5 characters that haven't been announced yet?
Something like that, yeah.
I'd take it with a grain of salt, because it doesn't seem like... Some of them seem too good to be true, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is from another company entirely.
One of them is owned by Microsoft right now, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if these are real, but if you don't want to be spoiled, you know, cut ahead 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's Banjo and Kazooie from Banjo-Kazooie.
Not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they deserve to be in the... Why would you have another company's mascot in the game?
Ukulele would be more apt to be in it than Banjo-Kazooie because it's newer and it's the better game.
I mean, I like Banjo-Kazooie as much as the next guy. It's a good game, but it was 2 games on the Nintendo 64, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
it's not going to stop people.
That's true. I don't think they're relevant.
We got Solid Snake.
I don't think it's worth advertising another system's character.
Yeah, this would be like Crash Bandicoot being on it. Although Crash Bandicoot. Crash is now on the Switch as well, so that's actually more likely.
Yeah. I would like Crash Bandicoot in it, because he's not Sony's guy anymore. Sony doesn't care.
Yeah.
So I would be stoked for Crash, but I don't. Just something about Banjo and Kazooie seems weird to me.
Yeah.
It feels gross. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what if they threw in Conker? He originally was a Game Boy character.
It's true.
Yeah, he was.
I think Microsoft doesn't know what to do with Conker, so you might as well.
They might as well, yeah.
What was that thing they were showing off a couple years ago, the alternate reality goggles? What was it called?
I don't remember.
HoloLens,
yeah.
Where they had a kids Conker game. It's like, you don't know what this is, do you? Yeah. it was called like Young Conker or something.
Yeah, it was
like,
bad.
It's like, you have no, you bought this character and you don't know what he is.
Yeah. So what were some of the other characters?
The chorus kids from Rhythm Heaven.
Not a clue. Not going to happen.
I like Rhythm Heaven. It's a fun WarioWare-esque but music-related game. But I don't think they are a very good pick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're entirely representative of that franchise. I don't see how 3 singing children can have a full moveset in Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. And I say that as somebody who likes Rhythm Heaven.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What else was there?
Ken.
Ken from Street Fighter, that's cool.
It's likely.
I mean, why not?
You put a different head model and change the costume color on Ryu, who's already in the game, and
boom, Echo
he's
Fighter.
He's there. He's an Echo Fighter. He's gonna be in there.
Yeah. People like Ken, it'll make people happy. Mm-hmm. Put him in the and it's not hard. Go for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of color swaps, Shadow the Hedgehog was also on there.
Yeah. Although would he have a different moveset than Sonic, or would they give him his guns? Because it's Shadow, he's got to have gun.
They won't give him his guns because they won't even give Snake guns.
But if they make them laser guns like Star Fox.
I was going to say, Star Fox and Falco have guns.
Laser guns.
Yeah. Shadow can have a laser gun.
Samus has a gun. A whole arm that's a gun.
A laser gun. If you were going to give Snake a gun, he'd have his SOCOM pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have his SOCOM pistol. He doesn't even have his Trank gun.
Yeah. Well, then what's the point of having Shadow in there anyway? Make it Tails, make it...
It should have been Knuckles, honestly.
It should have been Knuckles, yeah.
I like Knuckles, and he's a cool punch boy, and it's a fighting game.
Yeah. Yeah, Knuckles would have been the smart choice.
Even Silver would be cooler than Shadow, because he's got psychic powers.
What if they use Fang the Sniper, because he was in that awful PS1 fighting game?
No, it was arcade.
Oh, it's an arcade
fighter. Yeah, no. Sonic the Fighters.
Sonic the Fighters.
Which is not awful.
Yeah?
It's not. I played it when we were at the Galloping Ghost, and it's pretty fun. And everybody has these, like, stretchy cartoon animations. Mm-hmm. It's a good game.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. Were there any others?
Mach Rider from Mach Rider, mm-hmm. which is an old NES racing shooting game, mm-hmm. Which is a really obscure pull that I like. And of course I like it. It's an old NES thing. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Mach Rider's gender will be, because it's kind of up in the air whether Mach Rider is male or female. Because mm-hmm. in the arcade versus Mach Rider, when you beat the game, it shows a woman in kind of like a Barbarella-esque outfit oh. standing next to the motorcycle. And it's not clear if that is Mach Rider or is that just some woman. So it'd be kind of cool to, like, know once and for all, like, who's Mach Rider.
I think this one's actually pretty likely because this Smash Brothers incarnation in particular likes referencing back to classic games. You know, they have the Duck Hunt Dog, they have Pac-Man and, you know, Game & Watch.
Yeah.
This would be another...
Ice Climbers.
Ice Climbers. This would be another fit into that mold. Plus, if these leaks are true... They don't have any female characters. Mach Rider would be the female character.
Yeah.
It'd be the most likely.
I have trouble coming up with a move set for Mach Rider because Mach Rider drives a motorcycle and shoots forward.
Give her partial Wario moves because he has the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or Captain Falcon was from a racing game. He had nothing and they gave him like a really good fighting.
The coolest move in the game. Yeah. Falcon Punch.
Falcon Punch.
That's true. We're selling Sakurai short by saying, what are you going to do?
I mean, Isabella's in this game. That is like the least fighting character of all time.
No one better her.
Also, Mach Rider's a post-apocalypse thing, and there isn't a post-apocalypse character.
Unless you count Cloud.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, I guess, does that count as a post-apocalypse?
No, it's Mach Rider's Mad Max post-apocalypse.
No, I'm talking about Cloud. Does he count as Final Fantasy VII? Is that a post-apocalypse story or is it like a pre-apocalypse story?
They're stopping the apocalypse.
Gotcha.
Because Sephiroth's going to make that meteor hit the earth.
With that one wing.
Yeah.
Well, there's no because there's no storyline in that game that says there was a world that was destroyed. They just have a world.
It's in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're abusing the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one more. Go ahead.
Isaac from Golden Sun.
Oh, yeah. Anime sword boy, whatever.
Yeah, basically. But he's got interesting magic powers, which gives him one up on the 50 other Fire Emblem characters.
But
hey, at least it's Golden Sun and not Fire Emblem.
Also, Golden Sun's a really good game that doesn't get the play it should.
Is that the one where if you played it in the sun?
No, that's Boktai. Golden Sun is a JRPG that you have a bunch of spells you can use on the map to solve puzzles in kind of a Zelda-y way.
And the sequel had a really interesting feature where you can either use a link cable and if you transferred it over, you could transfer, like, the characters from the first game pop up in the second game and they would have the stats that you gave them from the first game if you use the link cable, or if you put a 40 character code from one game to the other. I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah. Which I never played the second one. That's my own fault.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Oh. They were really hot for the Game Boy Advance. It was a big title for the time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think they should put Paper Mario in Smash Brothers, but that's neither here nor there.
That would be cool.
Professor Layton.
Nintendo doesn't own him.
Nintendo doesn't own a lot of characters that are in Smash Brothers.
That's true. They'd have to strike a deal with Level 5, which at that point put a Yo-Kai Watch in there.
Might as well.
Yeah, Pokemon's in there.
I want to see Jibanyan fight Pikachu.
All right. Well, hey, I think we've pretty much gotten to the end of the show, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on social media, just about all of them, at Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us your Smash Brothers predictions at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You should also email us your My Hero Academia casting choices. at staff@nerdoverload.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about any other place you can find a podcast. You can go back, listen to any of the other wonderful episodes of this show.
If you're interested in my game I talked about earlier in the show, believethegame.com.
Yep, there you go. We also have t-shirts, bit.ly/nerdoverloadt. That's T-E-E. Got some pretty cool ones over there, and hopefully get another one or two out here the next month or so. I have a couple ideas. So
cool.
Yeah. So anyway, again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Yeah! Pizza out, y'all!
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.